This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The man who handled the finances of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire is expected to enter a guilty plea Thursday in connection with a probe of the Trump Organization. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations. Two people in the know say the 75-year-old has made a deal that includes his having to speak in court about the company's role in his alleged compensation arrangement. It's possible he may also have to be a witness when the former president's company goes on trial in October. Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books pay over several years, including untaxed perks like rent, car payments, and school tuition. He's the only person so far to face criminal charges in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization's business practices. I'm Tim McGuire.
Former New York City Mayor and Trump Attorney Rudy Giuliani says he has satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia. His appearance was part of an investigation into attempts by the former president and others to overturn his 2020 election defeat in Georgia to Democrat Joe Biden. Giuliani's questioning took place behind closed doors as grand jury proceedings are secret. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis opened her investigation after the disclosure of a phone call on January 2, 2021, between Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. On the call, Trump suggested that Raffensperger could find the exact number of votes that would be needed to flip the election results in Georgia in Mr. Trump's favor. This is VOA News.